Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Owendorf. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times. Come on in and join us as we listen to the memories. Greetings, my friends. It's so good to be with you again this weekend. And I hope your Thanksgiving was enjoyable and bountiful. And feel free to nibble on those leftovers as we get ready for some of your all-time favorites on today's show. And we're diving right into the Christmas music today. Oh, we're ready for the season. The decorations are up, the lights and ornaments are on the tree, we have a nice fire going, I have my warm slippers on, so we're ready. So lots of sounds for the season on today's show. And of course, we will have the countdown today. We'll have the top 10 records from the final weekend of November in 1953. So that's what's on the schedule today, and if you're ready, let's go.
Seems like old times being here with you.
And we're off and running on this week's Seems Like Old Times. And we begin on the countdown from this weekend in 1953. Record number 10 this week is a parody of the very popular television and radio program Dragnet. This is Stan Freberg with St. George and the Dragonette.
The legend you are about to hear is true. Only the needle should be changed to protect the record.
This is the countryside. My name is St. George. I'm a knight. Saturday, July 10th, 8:05 p.m. I was working out of the castle on the night watch when a call came in from the chief. A dragon had been devouring maidens. Homicide. My job. Slay him. You call me, chief?
Yeah, it's the dragon again, devouring maidens. The king's daughter may be next.
Mm-hmm. You got a lead?
Nothing much to go on. Say, did you take that 45 automatic into the lab to have him check on it?
Yeah, you were right.
I was right?
Yeah. It was a gun. 8:22 p.m. I talked to one of the maidens who had almost been devoured. Could I talk to you, ma'am?
Who are you?
I'm St. George, ma'am. Homicide, ma'am. I want to ask you a few questions, ma'am. I understand you were almost devoured by the man. Is that right, dragon?
It was terrible. He breathed fire on me. He baned me already.
How can I be sure of that, ma'am?
Believe me, I got it straight from the dragon's mouth.
11:45 p.m. I rode over the King's Highway. I saw a man. Stopped to talk to him. Pardon me, sir. Could I talk to you for just a minute, sir?
Sure, I don't mind.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a knave.
Didn't they pick you up on a 903 last year for stealing tarts?
Yeah? So what, do you want to make a federal case out of it?
No, sir. We heard it was a dragon operating in this neighborhood. We just want to know if you've seen him.
Sure, I seen him.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe him for me?
What's to describe? You see one dragon, you seen them all.
Would you try and remember, sir, just for the record? We just want to get the facts, sir.
Well, he was, you know, he had orange polka dots.
Yes, sir.
Purple feet, breathing fire and smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And one big bloodshot eye right in the middle of his forehead, and, like that.
Notice anything unusual about him?
No, he's just a run-the-mill dragon, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, you can go now.
Hey, by the way, how are you going to catch him?
I thought you'd never ask. A dragon net. 3:05 p.m., I was riding back into the courtyard to make my report to the lab. Then it happened. It was a dragon.
Hey, I'm the fire-breathing dragon. You must be St. George, right?
Yes, sir.
I see you got one of them new 45 caliber swords.
That's about the size of it.
You slay me.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
What do you mean?
I'm taking in a 502. You figure it out.
What's the charge?
Devouring maidens out of season.
Out of season? You never pinned that rap on me. Do you hear me, cop?
Yeah, I hear you. I got you in a 412, too.
A 412? What's a 412?
Overacting. Let's go.
On September the 5th, the dragon was tried and convicted. His fire was put out, and his maiden devouring license revoked. Maiden devouring out of season is punishable by a term of not less than 50 or more than 300 years.
St. George and the Dragonette from Stan Freberg with Dawes Butler and June Foray. That was a million-selling record and coming down the charts after spending 4 weeks at number one. Freberg got permission to use the Dragnet theme from Jack Webb. In fact, Webb was a Freberg fan, and he loved the idea for the parody. And he loaned Freberg the Walter Schumann Orchestra, which played the theme music for the series. And because St. George and the Dragonette was so popular, Freeburg used the formula again in a takeoff of A Christmas Carol.
This is the season. My name is Wednesday. My partner is Frank Jones. The chief is Captain Kellogg. December the 24th, Christmas Eve, they brought in a guy named Grudge. When I heard what they booked him on, my blood ran cold. It was a 409-6325-096704. Not believing in Santa Claus. 4:35 p.m. I was working the holiday watch at a homicide with Frank.
Hang up your stocking yet, Joe?
Yeah, just before I come down. You too, Frank?
Always do. Hung it up early just in case I have to work late tonight. Wouldn't want to miss out when Santa Claus comes, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure wouldn't. Be a shame.
What you gonna do tomorrow, Joe? What you gonna do on Christmas? You got any plans?
Nothing much.
Why don't you come by the house, Joe? We're gonna have Christmas dinner. You know, all the trimmings.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey, celery stuffing, oysters maybe, chestnuts.
Mm-hmm.
All the trimmings. Cranberry sauce. Love to have you.
Mm-hmm.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them little carrot sticks. You know, olives, pickles, scallions. Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions. Did you ever notice that, Joe?
Ever notice what, Frank?
How most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Mm-hmm. Scallions.
Anytime after two, Joe. Love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see.
Love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them carrot sticks. You know them little carrot sticks?
Mm-hmm.
Olives, pickles, scallions.
Mm-hmm. Let's not go through that again.
Love to have you. Go through what again, Joe?
How most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Oh. You noticed that too, huh, Joe?
Homicide Wednesday. Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
What's the matter, Joe? What's the matter, Joe?
Bringing a guy in a 409-6325-096704.
You mean?
Yeah. Guy don't believe in scallions. I mean, Santa Claus. 6:29 p.m. We questioned the guy who didn't believe in Santa Claus, a guy named Grudge. Says here your name's Grudge, is that right?
Yeah.
You said you didn't believe in Santa Claus?
It's hard to believe what you said. Did you really say that?
Sure I said it. How do you know there's a Santa Claus? You got a picture of him?
No, no mugshot.
Any fingerprints?
Mm-mm, no latent prints. I just know that's all. It's like saying there isn't an Easter bunny.
That's another guy there ain't no of.
Mm-hmm, well, that's your story, mister.
Joe, he just said that to make me feel bad, didn't he? There really is an Easter bunny, isn't there, Joe?
Listen, Grudge, didn't I pick you up 3 years ago on a 1492 for not believing in Columbus?
Yeah. I don't believe in Cleveland or Cincinnati either.
How about Toledo?
I ain't made up my mind yet about Toledo.
Okay, mister, I get the picture now. You don't believe in nothing, do you?
Nothing. And you want to know something else?
What's that?
I'm going to get up and I'm going to walk right out of this room. Because you guys ain't got nothing on me. There ain't no law against not believing in Santa Claus.
There is in my book. Let me tell you something, mister. I'm going to prove there's a Santa Claus if it takes me all night.
Yeah, pretty funny. The police department's got nothing else to do.
Let me straighten you out, buddy. This one's on Frank and me. Right, Frank? Right, Frank?
There really is an Easter bunny, isn't there, Joe? You know, hippity-hopping down the bunny trail?
I took Grudge over to the helicopter, got in, flew around the city for hours. I showed him department stores. What's hurrying in and out of those department stores, Grudge?
Happy people! But I ain't impressed.
I showed him stockings. How are those stockings hung, Grudge?
By the chimney with care. But I didn't hang none up.
I showed him children nestled all snug in their beds. What's dancing in their heads, Grudge?
Visions of sugar plums. But you ain't selling me. There ain't no Santa Claus.
He still didn't believe. There was only one thing left to do. My job, get to the North Pole. 11:45 p.m. We arrived at the North Pole. I set the plane down. We walked over to Sandy's workshop. Rang the bell. Pardon me, sir. Can I ask you a few questions?
Why, sure. Just tickle me to death.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a brownie.
What are you doing at the North Pole with a southern accent?
Well, the boss sort of ran short on help this year, so he had to recruit a few of us brownies from the South Pole.
Mm-hmm. That figures.
What a waste of time.
Could we talk to your boss, please?
Oh, he's out. You would come on the one night he's out in the whole year.
Mm-hmm. What's your particular job, Mr. Brownie?
My boss has 8 tiny reindeer. My job? Feed them.
Mm-hmm, yes, sir. What do you feed them?
Well, most times I fix up a little plate of relish. Olives, pickles, and them carrot sticks. You know them little old carrot sticks?
Mm-hmm.
And scallions.
Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
How do you know?
Just a stab in the dark. The little man showed us through the workshop.
My boss will be back for the second load pretty soon. Say, would you all like to hear an interesting story?
Yes, sir.
Will you see that huge pile of presents over there?
Mm-hmm.
Man, look at all that stuff.
Would you believe it? They're all for the same man, been piling up here year after year.
Why didn't the guy ever get them?
Yeah, why?
Because he didn't believe in my boss. You know the rules.
Mm-hmm, we know.
I don't suppose there's no chance that this guy can still...
Get the presents? Oh, sure. He gets them all, the minute he believes. But I don't suppose he ever will.
Too bad about that guy. What's his name?
Don't say it. I don't want to hear it.
Come on, Mr. Brownie, what's his name?
His name? Grudge.
The Brownie saw us to the door, wished us a Merry Christmas. We were heading back to the plane when it happened.
Hey!
Yeah, Grudge?
You know that guy I said I didn't believe in?
Who's that?
Santa Claus?
Yes, sir.
You think I'm too old to change my mind?
You're never too old, Mr. Grudge.
Well, then I believe in Santa Claus and Columbus.
How about Cleveland, Cincinnati, and the Easter Bunny?
Yeah, them too.
And Toledo?
I still ain't made up my mind yet about Toledo.
Look, Grudge, up in the sky. He's coming back for the second load.
It's Santa Claus! It's Santa Claus!
There's the only guy I know can make everybody happy in one night.
Yeah, he must have the biggest heart in the whole world.
That's about the size of it.
Christmas Dragnet from Stan Freberg and his comedy troupe. Just in time for the holidays here in 1953. That would crack the top 15 in a couple of weeks. But of those records on the countdown this week, coming in at number 9 is a rising smash for Dean Martin.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitarandella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pastifazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
That's amore.
Bells will ring,
ding-a-ling-a-ling,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
and you'll sing Vita Bella.
Vita Bella, Vita Bella. Hearts will play,
tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarantella.
Lucky fella.
When stars make you drool just like pasta fazool,
that's amore.
That's amore.
When you dance down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Amore,
that's amore.
D. Dean Martin at number 9 this week, 72 years ago. That's Amore. He was accompanied by the Dixtebule Orchestra, and the song was featured in the film The Caddy, which he co-starred with Jerry Lewis. It was on its way up to number 2, where it would stay for 6 weeks. It's Dean's second top 10 and the second biggest hit of his career up to this point. Part of the music of our world here in late November, early December 1953. And we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. On today's Seems Like Old Times, we've dropped in on the end of November 1953. And this year, Dwight Eisenhower's in the White House, with Richard Nixon the VP, and the population 160 million. The standard of living in America continues to rise. The average salary is about $4,000 a year. The average cost for a house was just under $10,000. And down at the grocery store, you can get a loaf of bread for about 15 cents. A gallon of milk is about 65 cents. A dozen eggs are going for 65 cents. Coffee is around 90 cents a pound. That seems high, especially when porterhouse steak is 93 cents a pound. Now, the holidays are here, so you're going to be doing a lot of baking. A 10-pound bag of sugar is 99 cents. 10 pounds of flour is 75 cents. Christmas nuts are in the 45 to 50 cent range. Almonds, walnuts, Brazil nuts. Pecans are actually 39 cents a pound. And last but not least, a bag of M&M candy, 25 cents. Now after we hit the market, we'll run into the record store and grab the one that's at number 8 on the countdown this week, Pee Wee Hunt's Orchestra. Oh! From 1929 to 1943, P.B. Hunt was the trombonist for the Casa Loma Orchestra. 10 years after forming his own band, he has his first top 10 record, a tune from 1920. That was Oh, moving down the chart after reaching number 3, and it was a million seller here in our spotlight year 1953. Well, a few minutes ago, we were talking about going to the market, picking up some things this weekend. Well, those who have a lot left over can get one of the first new color television sets. Hey, you can be the first on your block to have one at $1,175, but you would be the envy of the neighborhood. And by the way, last weekend, RCA aired the first commercial program in compatible color. It was the Colgate Comedy Hour with Donald O'Connor. Now, some of the new programs on TV this year are Make Room for Daddy with Danny Thomas. That's the theme you hear in the background. Other new programs include the U.S. Steel Hour, Edward R. Murrow's Person to Person, and Dumont has the NFL Saturday Night Game of the Week. It's the first live, primetime, coast-to-coast football broadcast. Well, some of the top-rated shows this year include What's My Line, Ed Sullivan and the Toast of the Town, Our Miss Brooks, This Is Your Life, and the top five are The Milton Berle Show, You Bet Your Life, Dragnet, and number one, I Love Lucy.
Oh, Fred, I didn't know you had a birthday coming up.
When is it, Fred?
Week from Thursday.
Oh.
How old are you going to be?
Did you hear about the big robbery last night?
Come on, Fred, don't be bashful. How old are you?
Well, I'll make a deal. I'll tell how old I am if you'll tell how old you are.
That was a big robbery we had.
I Love Lucy, the number one TV show for the 53-54 season. Now back on the music charts, Nat King Cole had only one top 10 record this year, and that was Pretend back in the spring. Well, he is on the charts this week at number 16 with the Billy May Orchestra, Lover Come Back to Me.
The sky was blue and high above. The moon was new and so was love. This eager heart of mine was singing, lover, where can you be? You came at last. Love had its day. That day is past. You've gone away. This aching heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. I remember every little thing you used to do. I'm so lonely. Every road I walk along, I've walked along with you. No wonder I am lonely. The sky's blue, the night is cold, the moon is new, but love is old. And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. Walk along, I've walked along with you.
Oh,
wonder I am lonely.
The sky is blue, the night is cold, the moon is new, but love is old.
And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, love will come back, love will come back, love will come back to me. Love will come back, love will come back. Lover, come back to me.
Nat King Cole and the Swingin' Billy May Orchestra, Lover, Come Back to Me. A bonus spin from outside of the top 10 this week, 72 years ago. And for this holiday season of 1953, Nat Cole's released a new version of the Christmas song, accompanying the Cole Trio, the Nelson Riddle Orchestra.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh,
And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Now that should put you in the mood for Christmas. Nat King Cole and the Christmas Song, as we've begun our holiday celebration on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today, we've turned the calendar back 72 years to November of 1953. And with the growth of television, radio had somewhat declined. Local disc jockeys were becoming just as or more popular than the network shows. And as we look at the ratings, some of the most popular programs include Stars Over Hollywood, that aired on Saturday afternoon, then Sunday afternoon, Hour of Decision with Billy Graham. And of course, there's still soap operas during the day. The most listened to were Helen Trent, Our Gal Sunday, and The Guiding Light. In the mornings, it was Arthur Godfrey time, and a recent event on that show will come up a little bit later. For the kids in the afternoon, there was Wild Bill Hickok, Sky King, and Sergeant Preston of the Yukon. Now in prime time, a show I'd never heard of came in 20th in the ratings, Family Skeleton. It ran Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock, and it starred Mercedes McCambridge. It only ran this season. Other top 20 shows included Gene Autry's Melody Ranch, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Two for the Money, My Friend Irma, Mr. and Mrs. North, and the top five, Our Miss Brooks, My Little Margie, Jack Benny, Amos and Andy, and number one, People Are Funny. And it turned out that this season would be the last for Phil Harris and Alice Faye.
Oh, hiya, honey. What are you looking at?
Oh, Phil, the prints of our new pictures just arrived.
Oh, they did, huh? Well, let's mail them out. Let's not keep all that beauty to ourselves.
Hey, they look pretty good, don't they?
I see them. Gosh, you look wonderful, Alice. Just wonderful.
Oh, thank you, kind sir, she said.
I don't know about me. Somehow, pictures don't do me justice.
Why, Phil?
No, honey, I mean it. Now, look at this one. Look. He's got that boyish twinkle in my eyes, but, well, he didn't capture my lovable, devil-may-care smile.
You mean your wolfish leer?
No, I mean the magnetic charm that makes me irresistible to all females between 16 and 60.
Is that their age or their IQ?
That's Phil Harris and Alice Faye from this week in 1953 on the radio. And this week, the DJs are playing Eddie Fisher's latest. It's record number 7.
Many, many, many times.
Many times, many times I have wanted your kiss. Many times I have dreamed we'd be kissing like this. My heart has been filled with the thought of holding you. I've dreamed it so often, at last it's come true. With a smile, with a sigh, with a star up above. Here we are, you and I, the beginning of love. While searching for heaven, I found it just then. Take me there many times again.
Many times, many times.
I have wanted your kiss. We'd be kissing like this. My heart has been filled with the thought of holding you. I've dreamed it so often. At last it's come true. With a smile, with a sigh, with a star up above. Here we are, you and I, the beginning of love. While searching for heaven, I found it just then. Take me there many times.
Record number 7 this week, Many Times by Eddie Fisher with the Hugo Winterhalter Orchestra. That's his 5th top 10 hit of the year. It would reach number 4. Well, back then, just as it is today, the Christmas season has begun. And last week's Life magazine included a 24-page Christmas toy catalog. It was titled American Toys for Girls and Boys. During this Cold War era, toy manufacturers wanted us to buy American, because that's what Santa Claus would want. And in this brochure, toys that never go out of style, like bicycles and dolls, and there's Lincoln Logs and Slinkies. Now, some of the most asked for gifts by the kids were the Superman play suit and the wiffle ball. And then there were some kids who had a more exotic taste.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use our dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door, that's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Says a hippo is a vegetarian. There's lots of room for him in our two-car garage. I'd feed him there and wash him there and give him his massage. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles or rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too.
10-year-old Gayla Peavy became a star in the Christmas of 53 when she asked for a hippopotamus for Christmas. Meanwhile, country singer Red Foley had a simpler wish.
Merry, merry, merry Xmas on this happy holiday.
Don't wish me merry Xmas nor happy holiday. Put Christ back into Christmas on this blessed holy day. Put Christ back into Christmas like on that silent night when the star of Bethlehem gave way to newborn light.
Let all the world give glory
to Christ the King of Kings.
Let children hear the story
of love our Savior brings. Put Christ back into Christmas,
Christmas,
while shepherds watch and pray, as angels sing the glory of our Lord on Christmas Day. Of love our Savior brings. Put Christ back into Christmas while shepherds watch and pray, as angels sing the glory of our Lord.
That's Red Foley and the Anita Kerr Singers. Put Christ Back into Christmas. One from the holidays of 1953, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we've gone back to the final weekend of November in 1953. And we recently bid a final farewell to the Chief Justice of the United States, Fred Vinson. He died September 8th at the age of 63. Also passing at the age of 64 was astronomer Edwin Hubble. A couple of greats of the literary world have also passed. Welsh poet and author Dylan Thomas on November the 9th at the age of 49. And just this week, playwright Eugene O'Neill. He was 75. And speaking of literature, the number one book on the New York Times bestseller list for fiction is Lord Vanity by Samuel Shellabarger. It just replaced A.J. Cronin's Beyond This Place. Other popular reads, The Robe by Lloyd C. Douglas, and From Here to Eternity by James Joyce. For nonfiction, there's How to Play Your Best Golf by Tommy Armour, Angel Unaware from Dale Evans, and the book that's been atop the Times nonfiction list since May, The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. Well, let's get back to the countdown as we head to number one on the music survey this week in 53. And at number six, it's Teresa Brewer with Ricochet.
They warned me when you kissed me, your love would ricochet. Your lips would find another and your heart would go astray. I thought that I could hold you with all my many charms, but then one day you ricocheted to someone else's arms. And baby, I don't want a ricochet romance, I don't want a ricochet love. If you're careless with your kisses, find another turtle dove. I can't live on ricochet romance, no, no, not me. If you're gonna ricochet, baby, I'm gonna set you free. I knew the day I met you, you had could hold you. What a fool I was to try. You promised you'd be faithful and you would never stray. Then like a rifle bullet, you began to ricochet. And baby, I don't want a ricochet romance. I don't want a ricochet love. If you're careless with your kisses, find another turtle dove. I can't live on ricochet romance. No, no, not me. If you're gonna ricochet, baby, I'm gonna set you free. When you announced our wedding, you made me mighty proud. I whispered to us company, but you preferred a crowd. You buzzed around the other girls just like a busy bee. And when you finished buzzing, cousin, you buzzed right back to me. And baby, I don't want a ricochet romance. I don't want a ricochet love. If you're careless with your kisses, find another turtle dove. I can't live on ricochet romance. No, no, not me. If you're gonna ricochet, baby, I'm gonna set you free. If you're gonna ricochet, baby, I'm gonna set you free.
Teresa Brewer at number 6 with Ricochet. And this weekend in 53, the 22-year-old Brewer is starring in the motion picture Those Redheads from Seattle. And her latest single, Ricochet, accompanied by the Jack Plyce Orchestra, is on its way up to number 2, and it would sell a million. Hey, now let's check out the scenery on Broadway from this weekend, 72 years ago. And we have a lot of shows in production, including A Trip to Bountiful, with Lillian Gish, Gene Lyons, Eva Marie Saint, and Joe Van Fleet. There's The Fifth Season with Menasha Skolnick and Richard Worf. Paul Newman is making his stage debut in Picnic. He co-stars with Ralph Meeker, Peggy Conklin, and Eileen Heckert. There's Tea and Sympathy with Deborah Carr, Leif Erickson, and John Kerr. Some well-known names in Late Love: Elizabeth Montgomery, Lucille Watson, Cliff Robertson, also Arlene Francis and Frank Albertson. More shows include Tea House of the August Moon with John Forsythe and David Wayne. Kind Sir has Charles Boyer and Mary Martin, and Sabrina Fair with Joseph Cotten and Margaret Sullivan. And we can't leave out the musicals. Funny man Victor Borga has comedy and music. There's Me and Juliet with Arthur Maxwell, Helena Scott, and Ray Walston. Wonderful Town has Rosalind Russell, and Cole Porter's latest is Can Can. Reviews of the show were mixed, but Gwen Verdon would win a Tony. And there were many songs from the show that became popular, including I Love Paris. And it was sung by Lilo.
Every time I look down on this timeless town, whether blue or gray be her skies, whether loud be her cheers, or whether soft be her tears, more and more do I realize. I love Paris in the springtime. I love Paris in the fall. I love Paris in the winter when it drizzles. I love Paris in the summer when it sizzles. I love Paris every moment, every moment of the year. I love Paris. Why do I love Paris? Because my love is near. I love Paris in the winter when it drizzles. I love Paris in the summer when it sizzles.
That was Lilo and I Love Paris from Cole Porter's Can Can, playing on Broadway this weekend in 1953.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Arlene Francis here to tell you about the most wonderful new car I've ever seen, the 1954 DeSoto Automatic. The DeSoto Automatic is the one car planned and built to do exactly what you want it to do. Do it instantly, do it quietly, and do it safely at all speeds. That's a marvelous thing to know. And what a beautiful car. There are completely new interiors, too. The new instrument panel is in perfect harmony with the rest of the exquisite appointments. A real jewel-like instrument panel, giving you a real feeling of luxury. Take it from me, this 1954 DeSoto Automatic is a really thrilling car. A car you'll want to see right away at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Drop in to drive the 1954 DeSoto Automatic and enjoy a DeSoto ride, the ride that puts you ahead automatically.
Well, thank you, Miss Francis. That would be lovely under the tree this year. Now, one of the new Christmas music offerings is from Joni James.
Nina, no. Go to sleep. I recall long ago how my mother would sing to me this melody on Christmas Eve. Nina, no, close your eyes. Santa's watching, you know. So dream a while, at Christmas morn, you see the toys. Nina, no. Nina, no. To my baby I'll see. And though years may go by, you hear this Christmas lullaby.
Nina, no.
Nina, no.
Go to
sleep. I recall long ago how my mother would sing to me this melody on Christmas Eve.
Nina, no.
Nina, no.
Close your eyes.
Santa's watching, you know. So dream a while, and Christmas morn, you'll see the toys. Nina, no. To my baby I sing. And though years may go by, you hear this Christmas lullaby.
That's 23-year-old Chicago native Joni James with Nina Known. She was accompanied by the Lou Douglas Orchestra, and it made it on the pop music chart to number 27 on Christmas week, her ninth hit single of 1953. Well, that wraps up our number one of today's show. After the break, we'll have more Christmas tunes and more of the hits from this week in 1953 on Seems Like Old Times.